colleagues, I'd ask you if you could resume your seat. I think we've had a sufficient time to consider the German and the presidency and the commission text proposed changes. I think we're in a position to come to some decisions. There are three elements of the compromise, three changes. There's recital 13A and 13 and 13A. There's the new 2B, and there's the addition to 4A. So what I want to do is to ask what colleagues cannot accept those changes. What colleagues still have a problem? Belgium.
Thank you, Madam President. We have listened with great interest to the compromise proposals of the Commission, which to a large extent go into the direction which we want, but this will not make us vote in favor of the compromise proposal. However, we will abstain.
Okay, Italy?
We are ready to vote in favor of the compromise proposal of the Irish Presidency and of the proposals of the Commission. There is only one misunderstanding that we wish to see cleared. We have said that we agree to the German proposal on the meaning of technical contribution, but we had meant the original German proposal. Now I have seen that the Germans have left the last two sentences of their proposal, and whilst the first one of these two sentences might be left out without senza cambiare, chiedo scusa per il cambiamento di lingua.
Yes, I'll slip into Italian. Well, the first part could be left out without particularly constituting any change. The last sentence, processing, handling and presentation, as I said, do not belong to a technical field, even where technological devices are employed for such purposes. That sentence, we think, is essential if we are to give our agreement to the German text. So we would want that sentence to be included again. If you can change it in that way, we will be able to vote in favour of the Presidency's and Commission's compromise proposal. We would be able to then accept the Commission's proposal, in other words.
Any other intervention? Yes? Sorry, I can't see who's on there.
Spain.
Sorry, Spain.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Like previous speakers, I would like to thank you for the efforts that you and Commissioner Bolkestein have made but unfortunately, following consultations, I will not be able to change my vote.
Okay, thank you, Spain. Commissioner, what's your view on the Italian position, please?
President, it seems to me that the German amendment, as I read it out before the short break, is clear enough. Does not need any additions to it. My advice to the Council would be to take it as it's been put on the table, as amended in a very slight and technical way by the Commission. I hope that this will not stand in the way of Minister Buttiglione voting in favour, but once again I think that the German proposal is a good one and that we should stick to it once again, apart from this slight technical change that I proposed. While I have the floor, Madam President, on recital 13 and 13A, that also is, I think, in front of you. The Commission can live with the deletion of recital 13 and of the word however in recital 13A. So I hope that this now clears the way for a qualified majority acceptance of this proposal.
Okay, on the basis of that and the proposal which was circulated from Germany in relation to 13 and 13A, Article 2B, definition of technical contribution, which we all have a copy of, and the Presidency and the Commission proposal in relation to Article 4A, can I ask, that's the package in front of us, how many delegations can't support that, please? Cannot. Who's no to that?
Spain, Belgium.
Italy, are you a no?
No, we abstain. Noi ci asteniamo.
Belgium, abstain. Denmark?
Austria.
Can I hear from Denmark, please?
I would really like to ask the Commission why they couldn't accept the last sentence put forward by the Italians, which was in the original German proposal.
I think the Commissioner, in fairness, has answered that question. I'm sorry, Denmark. So are you yes, no, abstain?
I think we wouldn't. We're not happy.
I'm sure you're yes.
We're not happy.
Are you 80% happy?
I think we
don't need you to be totally happy. None of us are totally happy.
Oh, I know that.
If we were, we wouldn't be here.
I think we're not very happy, but I think we would
thank you very much
to see a solution today.
Thank you very much, Denmark. Spain, are you abstention or no?
Es un no, señora presidenta.
No. No.
Thank you, Spain. Austria?
Die Enthaltungsstimme.
We abstain. Abstention.
Yes.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm happy to say we have a qualified majority, so thank you all very, very much indeed. And thank you to Commissioner Falkenstein.
Madam Chair, I didn't want to cause confusion. I'm so happy that we've managed to reach this result, thanks to your hard work and that of the Commission. I just wanted to say that I'd like to propose a declaration using the words I mentioned in my first statement, a declaration appended to the Council minutes. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, France. It's fine. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we move back in the agenda somewhat back to the item number 9, I think, on sales promotion.
Okay.
think we're changing personnel, so we'll give you 2 minutes. So item number 10, say it's the motion.
Thank you.